I'm Brian Kluger. I'm with Gadiel Khan, Andrew Conway, Adam Conway,
hey.
And Gwen Reyes.
Hi. Are you
I didn't say anything.
What is wrong over
there? I'm not here. I thought it was a joke. Just keep going.
Okay, I don't know what
you're
was
you're a joke.
So here's our 23rd segment of In the News, where we discuss cool news from the film, TV, video game, music, comic area. Good, a lot of news.
I love like somebody has three. This and
yeah, we are. So we've started.
This is going to give me an anxiety.
This has caused the most debate on our text, by the way. Is this little issue?
Well, Adam always wants to be film.
I don't want to do TV news because I want to do this. I want to do film. Fuck you.
Let's have me do video game news twice now. In the last,
I have never had film news.
I have neither. Comics.
Yes, you have. No, that was the first time you had it. Yes, that was. The first time we did it was you was film.
Okay, children, it's fine. We're gonna keep our names in the. I like the idea.
So no one gets to do film news. That's it. No one's doing film news.
As commissioner of this table, that's what we're gonna do from now.
I'll turn this car around.
Everyone,
Commissioner Reyes.
I'll stop this podcast right now.
I concur.
And it's good because somebody who doesn't know much about a certain subject can. Gets to learn about.
It's going
to
get real creative around comic books and video games for Gwen Reyes. Yeah, real creative over there.
You'll learn that.
So I'll start out. I'll start out with the comic book news.
Sudoku.
I won again.
Go ahead.
I'll start out with comic book news. I guess Legos has put out a Ghostbusters Legos. Set with the Ghostbusters building.
Nice. And is that comic book
movies? Yeah, how is that comic book really?
It's like comic
toy
books and toys.
Let him talk about it.
All right,
damn it.
Lego Ghostbusters, and cool. You get to the Ecto-1 as well, plus the characters.
They also just recently released The Simpsons, too.
Yes, they did. The Simpsons, I definitely want that one. The Ghostbusters is really cool, and it's really like tall, too. It's like a couple feet. But moving on, Batman group editor Mike Martz has moved from DC Comics to Marvel this month. He'll be the executive editor. Martz previously worked for Marvel from 96 to 2006, which is crazy. He's moving from DC to Marvel. That's a big jump. Pretty crazy. So... In other news, Dark Horse is behind a 6-issue series called Serenity, Leaves on the Wind, begins this month. Creator Josh Whedon and his brother Zach Whedon have teamed up with George Ginty to produce the paneled story.
So is this post movie?
It picks up right where the movie left off.
Oh, awesome. Very cool.
Awesome. I was about to ask.
And it's 6 issues, which is awesome. So it's like kind of another...
And first issue came
possible
out this
screenplay
week.
For another movie?
Yeah, first issue came out this week, which is really cool.
Another movie?
And in other Joss Whedon stuff, Buffy season 10 is out, as well as Angel and Faith season 2 in comic book form coming out.
Wow.
So if you're a Joss Whedon fan in comics, Buffy season 10, because Buffy season 9 was like the last few years, and now Buffy season 10, and if you're a big Angel fan, Angel and Faith.
So they pretty much follow after the TV shows ended for the most part?
For Buffy That's season right. 8, absolutely, right after the TV show. Now
they're on their own adventures.
Yeah, now they're continuing, which is really cool.
So you do know comics.
I know Buffy comics, yeah.
Thank you.
They're on their own adventures now.
Is Sarah Michelle Gellar's likeness pretty good?
Yeah, it's actually
good. Yeah, it is. It is really good. So like, if you're a big Joss Whedon fan, Firefly and Buffy, it's like big news this month.
Big. Serenity sounds cool.
Yeah, they haven't. They did a.
No offense to Buffy or anything.
I like Angel and Faith.
Because they haven't done really a big comic book series. They did a 3-issue limited series a while ago, But this is continuation from the movie is pretty awesome.
That is awesome.
So that's really all the really big comic news this week. I'm going to pass it over to Gotti.
Oh, well, TV, there's a couple of different things. HBO canceled Hello Ladies, the Stephen Merchant one.
Which I'm sad about that. Aww.
And it canceled Family Tree, which none of y'all saw. Yeah.
Family Tree was actually pretty good. Chris
it was, but it got...
But nobody watched it.
Yeah. Nobody even heard of it. Also, there was another cancellation, but it's escaped me on my list. Oh, that horrible show that Sean Hayes has. Yeah, it's been canceled as well. But
there's a lot of shows on the bubble right now.
Yeah.
I'm so excited about Hello Ladies. I really love Stephen Merchant.
I thought it'd get a little bit more love because it's, you know, it takes, the show itself takes a little bit to get used to, but I didn't think it'd be canceled.
Off-putting. Well, it's also,
It's dark.
It's expensive, too. He's expensive. He's an expensive actor.
Because he's great.
Because he's famous in England.
So he has all that office money.
Exactly. So, in the other kind of turn, CNN is actually bringing back Inside Politics, which stopped in 2005. And it had run for 20 years. It was a staple. And it has John King as the head news guy. And if y'all don't know John King, he's pretty hard-hitting. So it should be kind of not really exciting. And other news... That this year happens to be the 50th anniversary of the Beatles on Ed Sullivan.
Yes.
And Letterman is going to be at the Ed Sullivan Theater all next week with musical guests doing different Beatles songs and doing a Beatles tribute up until that night.
Yeah. And they're having a big, CBS is also doing a big 50th anniversary special.
There's a full special.
Are Ringo and Paul going to stop by?
The possibility that they both will.
Because Ringo's going on tour this year also.
Yeah.
And CNN's doing
Paul's already on tour.
But they haven't announced, I don't want to like say it, if they haven't announced that they, but they've got to be there. I mean,
so you know,
what else are they doing?
Guy's winking at me. Okay, I got it.
CNN's also doing a series with Tom Hanks that stars the Beatles. I think it's musicians like in the 60s. So.
Yeah, I think
it's actually already started. They've done three VS1s, but the big Beatles will be the extended... I think it's 2 hours. Mm-hmm. The other ones are usually an hour. What were you about to say, Brian?
I said we've talked about that CNN before. I remember you got real upset about
it. I was upset, and I'll still give it some time, but I'm still a little bit upset. CNN does have its lowest ratings ever, and they are going for outside news and outside quality to some weird stuff, so we'll see.
I think because when I was at T-Star, I went to the CNN session with Jeff Zucker, who's the president and CEO of chairman of CNN. And he was talking about why they are moving away from news and going more into documentaries, going more into doing other stuff because so many people don't get their news from them. And so they're doing more investigative, more deep thought.
So he's lost out to Comedy Central and he's turning into a documentary, which PBS does a better job of anyway.
For sure.
So no offense to Mr. Jeffrey, but...
No, it's fine.
But what if Ken Burns moves to CNN?
But I am... which, you never know.
You never know.
I mean, he is big time, but... So that's CNN news that they will be doing also a longer Beatles 60 version showcasing Ed Sullivan. But I think it's not just the Sullivan. It's the entire 60s Beatle, movement. Let's see. There was a death. The composer of TV shows like Kojak, Hawaii Five-O, Columbo, Matlock, Mr. John Cacaves has passed away. None of y'all know, but it doesn't matter. He really made those shows. He was also really good friends with Telly Savalas, and they were kind of drinking buddies. And that's how he got on to being one of the best composers of that time period.
Nice.
A lot of talk about the Seinfeld reunions. They've already filmed in a couple of the old spots with George and Jerry. Also, Larry David's been in some shoots, supposedly. I don't know if it's a Super Bowl spoof, or there is actually thought of a reunion hour-long show.
I had lunch with Michael Richards last week.
Well.
He's a batty old man.
Did the N-word come up?
A batty old man?
Yeah, he's crazy.
He's on
TV
Land show Christie, right?
Yes, he's on TV Land Christie. He didn't mention anything about it, so I don't think he's been invited back for the reunion.
If all the ones that aren't going to be invited back, he'd probably be the one left out.
Why?
Because he's not as close with Jerry. I mean, George isn't necessarily...
He's very close with Jerry. Did you see the comedians with coffee and cars with
him? Yeah, but not when it comes to Jerry helping him with shows. Like, he didn't... Was Jerry on the Michael Richards show?
No.
I don't think so. which Jerry's been on Curb, and he's also been on Julie Louis-Dreyfus' old show when she was on the, not Veep, but the other one.
New Adventures of Christine?
Yeah.
He was on that? So, oh.
What was he on Jason Alexander's show?
The Jason Alexander show?
But it's big news that Seinfeld could be doing a reunion, and I'm guessing the Super Bowl is where we'll see something.
That's what I thought. It was a Super Bowl
commercial. It's either a commercial or it could be a
tease.
It's
like that Ferris Bueller one a few years ago
Yeah.
where he just did Ferris Bueller all over again.
Which was awesome.
It was, but it ended up being very disappointing because it wasn't a movie and it was just a commercial.
Because there's also the Full House reunion. Are you talking about that?
Not really. I was going to leave it alone, babe. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I want to talk about Jimmy Fallon's how boring for his Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon premiere is with fucking Will Smith and U2. That is the most boring decision.
He went big name.
No, who gives a shit about Will Smith?
Will Smith on the Graham Norton show when he did the whole
I've always thought Will Smith.
I think that he should have gone with having, instead of doing his reunion this week like he did, I think he should have spent his whole first week doing famous NBC reunions, even though I know Full House was an ABC show, but doing famous NBC reunions every single day would have been so much bolder, so much cooler.
But he probably didn't have as much leeway. That's one thing he's going to lose a lot of his
choices. He gets a choice. He gets to choose anybody.
I'm sure Jimmy gets to choose who he wants.
Yeah.
He's an executive producer on that show.
It's got to be on. Yeah.
It's boring.
Who would you want on there?
I would have loved to see a Seinfeld. I would have loved to see the first Seinfeld reunion be on the Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon. I think that would have been fantastic.
Jay's had a lot of big things. Mm-hmm. He had Schwarzenegger announcing his governorship.
Yep.
I mean, NBC's always had a good track record.
Well, and that's
I know that's a weird
thing.
Comparison. Seinfeld
like,
reunion.
When
and
there was an interview that I was at where somebody asked him like, would he want his couch to be the open place for the controversial conversations to be had, and he said that he's not interested in that right now. Like, he doesn't want to be the next Jay Leno who's inviting people on to come clear their name on something.
So you don't think he's going to be toned down? I feel like he's going to be toned down.
No, I don't think so. I think because Jimmy...
He's going to be bigger.
Because Johnny Carson and him have very similar personalities, I think that he'll be able to be
Will he sing?
Wants to be.
Okay. That's all I want.
We'll see.
Yeah,
we'll
I think he'll still sing. He's still going to be doing his parodies.
Because that's a major part of why he's funny.
Yeah.
I mean, those are some of his best bits, are his singing. I mean, if he's not going to do Neil Young, I don't really care for him anymore.
I'm just interested to see if the older crowd that stays up and watches that, if they're going to...
That's going to be a huge thing, because, yeah.
Those old...
I'm excited about Jimmy Fallon, but I'm...
David Letterman's probably going to get a bump.
Also news, Jonathan Banks obviously is going to be in the Better, Call Saul.
Jonathan Banks played Mike Emmers.
That's correct. If you watch the Screen Actor Guild Award... He wasn't given a statue because he's not in season 5, so he was the only actor invited that didn't have a statue. It was a very sad moment for Jonathan Banks.
But he's a recurring character.
He is a recurring character. He's a great
Better
character.
Call Saul.
And he loves those guys.
Yeah.
And you can see him in Community right now.
Mm-hmm. Quality, by the way, in Community. And obviously that leads that the next one, I mean, it's kind of Guts will be in it, obviously.
Well, and when I talked
we don't
to,
know for sure,
when I talked to David Constable this week, he's like in negotiations to come back on a scale. So
that would be pretty cool. I mean,
sweet.
I'm almost certain Gus will have to be in the show. I mean, why not?
A little bit. Maybe not
a
in the first
bit,
season.
Yeah.
Maybe not in the first season, but.
Because who introduced?
Probably towards the end.
But
barely,
you could have known, because remember in the second season, he called, Saul called Mike.
Yeah.
And had Mike be his cleaner. So it could
But
have
he knew of Gus.
He did, but he said he knew him through a guy who knew a guy. So it wasn't like a direct line.
Yeah, it could
to
have
Gus.
Been that he knew Mike.
So it wasn't like they talked.
We'll see, Gus.
We'll see.
We'll see,
Gus.
I mean,
Giancarlo
doesn't really have much going on for him right now. So I think
what do you mean? He's in Revolution.
Let's tap the brake on Revolution. Oh, my.
Any other TV news?
That's a Texas production, so we want to not tap the brake.
The Disney, this is the last one. Disney Channel had their first same-sex couple episode on a show called Good Luck Chuck with lesbian parents of their new neighbors whose kids now have a play date.
Well, they're trying to chase that star that's really popular over on ABC Family with the Fosters, which is a show about a lesbian couple who adopts.
But it's big that Disney Channel did this, especially with what's happened in the last, 5 years in Disney properties and gay issues and gay rights day and all that.
About damn time it came out.
really interesting to do that.
Mm-hmm. Why are you so mean to me?
That's final news.
It's moving forward for them.
Yeah. No, it's a big step. Definitely first kind of big time cartoon other than the Fosters. Disney type show to do that. Not cartoon.
No,
it's a real life show.
It's not a cartoon.
Well, and another cool thing is for South by Southwest fans, they're actually finally opening up a screen.
A TV section.
I mean, they've been doing premieres and stuff, but now they're actually trying to
come and, up a screen. And your show on Showtime that you're very Penny Dreadful will be one of them.
Mm-hmm. Penny Dreadful will be premiering.
Mike Judge's show.
Is Halt and Catch Fire.
Yeah.
It'll be the first premiere there.
Silicon Valley.
Yeah.
It's a great step because TV can be so immediate for them to help just boost them into a whole
other category.
Well,
it's interesting because they're going to go toe-to-toe with the awesome TV festival that's in June, which also gets a lot of premieres from Fox. So.
South by will swallow them up and eat them like the beast that it is.
Is it getting too big?
Well, they missed their chance.
It's been too big for like 10 years, but it won't stop.
So they're smart to finally get behind TV. They miss their chance on having a comedy track. Because their comedy track is no different than what happens at Moon Tower now. And Moon Tower makes so much more money.
Dear Diff, get something other than phone.
Pretty much. Gotta go TV.
One other small TV thing is Neil Marshall is directing the Constantine pilot. So.
Oh, didn't even see that.
Yeah. And he did some episodes of Game of Thrones. And he also did like Centurion and...
Yes.
Did any of y'all watch Klondike just to keep the TV?
Yeah,
Klondike.
It's boring. But
very
it's
opening scene Game of Thrones ripoff, though.
Mm-hmm.
Loved it.
But it's cool to see Discovery having their first scripted
show.
Yeah.
It looked incredible.
So was it good?
I haven't seen the last hour. I haven't seen the last 2 hours.
So Rob Stark was...
I'm in the middle of the last hour and, and it's still holding tight.
What accent did he have? Did he have...
He had an American.
He had an American.
Okay, it makes sense.
Jack London, I mean, it's
he didn't have
a lot of these people are based on real.
Yeah, there's
people.
A lot of people that
he's Canadian.
Yeah.
Well, anyways, that's TV news.
That's TV news.
Do you want to do this smaller first before we do the?
Go for film news.
Okay.
Huh? I can go. It's fine.
No, he's going film news. Do it.
What are you best at, Conway's talk?
Just telling you, music news is going to be crazy.
Whoa!
Oh, you promised elephants. That's all I'm going to point out there.
Breaking Bad won WGA award also yesterday.
Well,
so movie news. We got a lot of stuff to talk about. Just a minor note, Back to the Future, the musical, got picked up in London's West End, so get excited.
Back to the Future musical.
Yeah.
Hopefully,
which,
mean Phantom Events might buy it?
Power of Love and Johnny Be Good are
among
the many songs that they
Well, Dallas Summer Musicals does have a good relationship with London startups. So, I mean, they're bringing the
Hopefully that song that I played you guys is in there.
We'll be there.
And then,
Great Scots.
Well, hold on before you move on. Who's doing the music? Who do you know that?
I do not know.
Duncan Sheik.
Who's doing the music.
It's not doing the music.
He just did American Idol.
It was just a little thing that they announced that London's West End is picking it up for a run.
As long as it's not
done. All they said is they're using several songs from the movie, like Power Love, Johnny Be Good, and that's all I got. Man.
Okay.
But
cool.
Better have
Great Scott.
All right.
Shut up.
Great Scott.
David O. Russell is circling his next project about a girl named Joy Mangiano, probably not saying that right. Over at
Rich Lady,
Fox 2000, and what's about? Yeah, what's about a stay-at-home mom that invents the mop that rings itself, and how she becomes a big old.
Is it Jennifer Lawrence like?
Jennifer
She's
Lawrence,
the one.
Yeah, David Russell wants Jennifer Lawrence, of course, to play.
I wonder if they're having a little.
I'm sure.
Did you hear what he said about
back,
the Hunger
she's
Games?
Back together with what's her
with Nicholas Holt.
Yeah.
Well, she said that, you know, he was.
Well, it's also it's written by Annie Mumlow, who's, you know, Kristen Wiig's.
But did you hear the comment he said about Hunger Games? He called it that it's a form of slavery to continue to make her do these films.
Yeah, I saw that.
Well,
he wants to use her
because
he wants
to include her in more movies, but also the fact that she's, you know, she's in a contract to finish these movies that. You know,
as well as she's done pretty much every movie he's had come out. You know, so it's not really.
But those are all separate contracts. Those are all separate film contracts.
Well, and she knew that going into the movie.
I don't think he was like he was just saying like he wished
she's
that
the
she
one
would
chose
be
to do
free.
It. She could have said no, but you know, money.
Just David Russell saying some shit.
Yeah, David Russell. He's just pissed.
The first time.
Movies are shitty.
Well, he'll win an Oscar, sadly.
Yeah.
So I guess he'll be fine.
God, it's nice to have a new version of King's Speech this year.
I like the King's Speech.
Hey, okay. Well, moving on. A minor note. Tarantino says The Hateful Eight's back on.
Yeah, of course he is, because he's the one that fucking leaked that shit. Yeah.
He's planning on rewriting the script and changing up a bunch of stuff to...
taking Bruce Dern out.
If he'd actually sued someone, but he made that claim.
He sued Gawker. Or is suing
he was
Gawker.
Going to sue Gawker.
Yeah,
he's
but...
He's the one that leaked it. I mean, that's
yeah.
the thing.
You believe that?
Oh, for sure. I believe that.
You think it was a publicity stunt?
You know, I believe that.
You think it was a publicity stunt?
Yes, I do. I do believe it's
why would it be a publicity stunt, like, before anything?
Because because whatever reason he wants to do whatever he wants to do. Why would he give it to... Why would it even end up on the internet? He normally just hands people shit. So there had to be something behind the scenes.
Yeah.
That Hollywood, if they don't want something seen, they won't share it with people. That's... ridiculous to think that he didn't have something to do with it.
But a lot of people have interns.
Yeah.
That copy real well. I mean,
interns.
I can easily see an intern just taking. I'm sure Bruce Dern, you know, has his somewhere and.
Has a copy. He shows copies
yeah,
for the copy.
And an intern.
Yeah, but Bruce Dern probably doesn't have, like, an idiot intern. And anybody that works in that industry is probably like, how about I not get fired today?
Have you seen Entourage? It's pretty much like that. moving on, Disney announced they're doing a live-action Chippendales Rescue Rangers. It was a short-lived animated show on Disney.
It
was awesome.
Now, I was excited, but I'm not excited. I was excited.
Why were you excited?
Because I like Chippendale, or I did, but then I thought, okay, Garfield and Alvin and the Chipmunks and
Smurfs. I know.
But
live action scares me, but I did enjoy the actual.
Well, see, I'm
show.
Interested because I thought maybe it would be humans in the roles of chipmunks.
You know, that would be hilarious.
So it's actually like people called Chip and Dale, and they lick all things, and they're human. But the idea that it's gonna be like that.
No, it's gonna be Smurf. It's gonna be like Smurfs.
I like Smurfs.
So, but it's gonna be an origin. It's gonna be an origin tale how it was, how the all the characters from the group got together. So. So you get back to good. So it takes place before the actual show.
I also
so
like
can
the Alvin and the
watch the live action and then catch up on the animated version of that.
Chipwrecked?
Exactly. Barry Levinson's got a new movie coming out called Rock the Casbah, and he rounded out the cast this week. He added Bruce Willis, Kate Hudson, Danny McBride, Shia LaBeouf.
I can't believe he got Shia LaBeouf to come out of retirement.
Yeah, and Zooey Deschanel, who all joined Bill Murray. And Bill Murray plays a guy who has he has a bunch of people he reps for music, and he goes on a USO tour, and his one main last client leaves him while he's in Afghanistan. And so Bill Murray, down and out, goes around, finds a girl who can sing, and gets her and actually puts her on Afghan Star, which is the equivalent of American Idol. And so that's the premise of the story.
It seems like a hell of a cast minus Shia LaBeouf.
Oh, yeah.
But I like Barry Levinson a lot as a director.
Yeah.
He's not had a lot of hits, though. Look at his last three films.
Men
he
in
had
Black?
The one with De Niro.
Big Trouble.
Wasn't that
Men in Black? With Tim Allen and that whole crew.
Men in Black, the original Men in Black.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, that was
like
20 years ago.
Yeah, what are you talking about? I'm talking the last 5 years of Barry Levinson.
Yeah.
He did the movie with De Niro where he was an agent. And that movie, I don't even think y'all remember the movie.
No, not at all.
We don't remember the title. So, I mean, Levinson doesn't have a good track record. He did Rain Man.
Oh, you're talking about Don't Worry
As
the...
Oh, my God. What is the... Analyze This. Didn't he do Analyze This?
Or that.
Whichever one was the better of the two?
I don't know.
Weren't they the same movie pretty
he
much?
He also did Copper, which is interesting.
So the TV show was good.
Yeah,
it's still going on.
No, it got canceled.
No, what Copper's still on.
I thought it was still on.
When did it get canceled?
It got canceled.
Like yesterday?
No. It this is the last season. They canceled it.
They didn't say anything about that when they presented it to us.
Okay. Well, we'll see. Well, that's,
fine, it wasn't a very good show. But it's
whatever. All right. Then we have... Liam Neeson just announced he's joining Andrew Garfield and Ken Watanabe in Scorsese's in the next film, Silence.
Sweet.
And for those of you who don't know what Silence is about, it's an adaptation of Endo's novel about a 17th century Jesuits who try to bring Christianity to an isolated Japan town.
Do you have any other Liam Neeson news?
No, I don't.
Tease.
Taken 3.
Yes.
Stars.
That was...
Forrest Whitaker is probably going to be in it.
Yeah. Are we excited by this? Really?
I mean, I'm not. I mean, I'd
that first one was awesome.
It was okay.
No, it was also okay.
It I love the Blu-ray where you can drink every time. Every kill. It has a kill counter for you.
I mean, I like the first one a lot. Second one was horrible, but, I mean, I love the first one.
What's part of three? Because you got a brother that shows up? They took my
They'll
brother.
Kidnap the grandparents with the family and the dog.
They took the dog.
They're working on
But yeah. Okay. Liam Neeson, he'll probably get. He was offered $15 million for part two. He'll probably be offered $20 million or more for part three.
Oh, he already got $20
million. He's a man with a certain set of
That's the only reason he's doing it, is like they're paying him a crap ton of money.
Yeah, exactly. Because he didn't want to do part two. All right, cool.
But, what else you got? Yeah. It was announced Jake Gyllenhaal and Amy Adams are cast in Philip Seymour Hoffman's directorial debut, Ezekiel Moss, written by Keith Bunham, whose script. Made the 2011 Blacklist.
Hmm. I like Jake Gyllenhaal and Amy Adams.
I like Philip Seymour Hoffman.
I like Philip Seymour Hoffman.
I miss his comedic work.
Don't really care.
It'd be good to see what he could do as a director.
I can't wait for his new TV show. The Showtime.
Oh,
should be good.
Yeah, so I'm excited about that. Amy Adams sort of redeemed herself for sure. I'm a fan again. Man of Steel turned me off.
She's a great actor.
Really, American Hustle brought me back in, so I'm gonna go for Amy Adams again.
I like Good Superman.
So,
sorry.
Yeah,
the old. I don't know how those.
It's minor news. Hot Tub Time Machine got a set of release date for Christmas. Get excited!
Sweet, I'm excited.
And probably the biggest news of the week, and I'm sure everyone has something to say about this. Jesse Eisenberg has been cast as Lex Luthor.
And. Who's been cast as Alfred?
Jeremy Irons has been cast as Alfred in the Man of Steel sequel.
Why are you so out? I like Irons, but I do not like this damn movie.
What do you say? Hold on.
It's
Why are you
better
out?
Better and better.
Jesse Eisenberg can't play any role other than, like, neurotic.
That is not true.
Okay.
Name one other film he's done that he hasn't played a kind of neurotic weirdo.
He wasn't neurotic in Zombieland at all.
Why can't Luthor be neurotic?
He played himself. He played the Jesse
Have you
Eisenberg.
Seen
the But why can't Luthor be neurotic? I think the casting's fine. I'm not a fan of the movie. I think when you look at Holy Rollers, the kid can play
a
varying
be,
weird character.
Yeah, but you're not going to be intimidating. Lex Luthor's supposed to be intimidating. And
no, Lex Luthor's still a human, and he's not going to be more powerful than him. I mean, I'm glad it's not someone that's like huge and the same size as Henry. You've got to have someone that, you know, has to look up at Superman. Eisenberg can definitely do that.
Take a look at that scene in Social Network where he's sitting at the table with the Winklevoss twins, and it's that whole dialogue. It's like, you have my minimum amount of attention. And that whole delivery of, like, the whole 3 minutes is
so
simply...
Luther's a dick business guy. Yeah,
so when he
really
just
smart.
Plays...
Luther's
really
smart. Luther's really play that.
Yeah, he did.
All right, then I'm down with that.
Yeah.
No, I like Eisenberg a lot. I think Irons is going to be really good as... I like those choices, but this is still Zack Snyder.
This movie, exactly.
So who's going to play Jimmy Olsen?
And it got pushed a year.
But it's because Ben Affleck broke his leg.
Sure it is.
No, it's not because.
Why can't they just cut it out and just make it Aquaman or some other stupid shit?
Because he had to cancel his directing his pilot of his TV show because of that too. They said it wasn't because of his leg. They just
karma. It's called karma.
I love karma.
They need to make it. I'm sure that they got to figure out a way to make it better than.
So do you think that Jimmy Olsen...
I have absolutely zero opinion about Batman versus Superman. I've decided to just pretend it's not a movie.
This
I have more
crazy.
Power in pretending that it's not a movie.
It's going to blow you all away.
I wouldn't even say the name of the show.
Do you really think it's going to blow us all away? Like, it's going to be one of those movies just...
I hope it does.
Lives with
you know
us.
I
hope it
Brian,
does.
I hope it does.
I hope
it
you're
changes
right,
my
but
mind.
I have a feeling it's going to be...
Did Superman blow us all away?
Maybe it was great.
I have a feeling that...
Did that make your top 10 list?
No.
How did it blow you away then? That's my argument for that type of movie. It should blow us the fuck away.
The trailer
but
will.
It won't.
Why?
The trailer will. Because I saw Superman and it didn't blow me away.
Why don't you wait for the movie to come out instead of like the production of the movie so far?
But I feel that's
because it's a repetitive notion by the same director. It's the reason why we don't like Brett Ratner. Because he's never done anything better than the first time he did the same shit he does all over again. Zack Snyder's a very talented director that can direct some incredible sequences. He also only can do that at this point. Until he wants to become Christopher Nolan, do something better. then we'll give you Nolan status. But copying his ass and cutting it into quick-cut film is not the same talent that Christopher Nolan does with the Batman series. The Superman movie was nowhere near as good as it should have been.
I think it was great. It wasn't as good as Dark Knight, but...
Didn't even
and that's
your
the
top
reason,
10.
So. That's the reason why I think they pushed it back to 2016, too, because 2015's movie slate is going to be ridiculous.
It'll get blown away.
It's not going to be able to compete. It's not. And so it moved it to 2016, where it had a chance to actually make its money.
And that's a statement to the level of director. This guy can't compete with Josh Whedon. That's exactly what that move said. Forget Ben Affleck breaking his damn leg. Superman's the carry. Luther's the villain. Period.
He's taking it in a way new direction. It's crazy.
A well, shitty
you know, we
one.
Have Avengers
crazy.
Is also Star Wars was coming out in 2015. So
which I'm not too excited about Star Wars comparably, but I do think more people are afraid that that will be a huge success than Superman.
But
Batman.
If we get back, Eisenberg, Jesse Eisenberg is perfect for
you're
this
you're not going to convince me. I don't care. Like, I genuinely don't give a shit about this movie.
You're just, like, angry about this movie.
I am
movie.
Angry about it because I'm tired of talking about this damn movie. We're giving it so much free publicity every time we talk about it. Let's move on. Let's talk about Prince dropping his lawsuit against Bruce. I am done. I am done giving that fucker any more free publicity.
Did he like
her argument?
Just so angry. I don't understand where it's all coming
done.
From.
Done. No more.
Well, that's all the movie news I had.
That is the way you end it.
That is the way you end it.
Does anyone else have anything they want to add?
I'm good. I think that's a good way to end it.
I'm done.
We just really pissed Gwen off for no reason.
No, for very good reason.
No
totally
reason.
Totally behind you.
Great. A lot of people were joking.
I don't like the Wonder Woman cast.
A lot of people were joking. Well, a lot of people were joking that they asked for Heisenberg and they got Eisenberg. That's the huge joke online.
Just a little bit. Hey,
so
like
yeah, it's
a little bit.
A little bit.
A little bit.
Have you settled down?
I just went through like a whole rage spiral.
You did. Do you want a donut?
Yeah, donut.
No,
that's the name of my punk rock band. Rage Spiral.
You okay? You settled?
I'm okay.
All right.
Okay.
Music news with Gwen Reyes.
Ooh.
Starts
Let's
now.
Let's get back to Prince.
Yeah. Okay. So. Music news. There's stuff on in the news.
The news
is
full of music news.
It's like web content.
It's crazy. Well, so one of the things I thought was really interesting is that Prince was apparently in a lawsuit with online bootleggers selling his shit. Now he's dropped his lawsuit, and he's going to be featured on tonight's episode of The New Girl.
Can't wait.
The person on the show.
Duet?
No, he's playing himself.
Yeah, he's playing, yeah.
But he's like at a party and he's babysitting her. It looks really stupid. I hate the show. Go ahead.
Yeah, I don't watch the show anymore.
Prince is in a TV show. Greatness.
It's true.
He needs it.
Coach is the best part of the show.
I don't watch the show anymore.
Why not?
Pete Seeger also died.
That's
sad
news.
Years.
That was sad.
That
stuff.
But, you know, he had a good life.
Like a Rock.
Made some great songs.
We were hoping that Obama in his State of the Union address would mention Seeger. However, he did mention Mad Men, which was awesome.
And he had a guy from Duck Dynasty there, too. So.
That's stupid.
But one of the funnier stories I saw today was about a Canadian band Skinny Puppy, who they're a metal band, or punk metal-ish. But they're not suing, but sending the U.S. government a bill for using their music as torture music in Guantanamo Bay.
Good for them.
And I thought that was very hilarious. Because Metallica, apparently, when they were used in the similar situation, they sent a cease and desist. Whereas these guys are like, you can use it, but, you know, just pay us money every time.
To torture people.
So the music is accurate.
Do you know what song it was, or just like the whole album?
No, it's like their whole, because that's one of the, as we saw in Zero Dark Thirty, that's one of the tactics that they would use is playing loud
music
against somebody. So I thought that was really hilarious.
Canadian metal. I don't know what that sounds like.
It's kind of a movie music
Lots
crossover.
Of apologies.
I'm not sure if y'all talked about it last week, but Alone Yet Not Alone was a once
Oscar contender
and now is pulled because the writer of the song they think that he might have used his influence with the governors and the branch of his, because he was the president of the branch of the music branch to get votes for a movie that no one's heard of.
Which is crazy. And inside Llewyn Davis, they need to bring another music.
Well, and they said they're not going to, and it's unfortunate because there's
a lot
of songs.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, I don't know why they didn't.
So they can take one away, but they can't add one?
Mm-mm. They're not going to. They probably could, but they're not going to.
Well, he also made an open letter saying how the president of the Academy is also like was a consultant on King's Speech and other Oscar winners.
Yeah, I mean, it's true that it might. If anything that comes from this, I think it's going to be a very interesting exploration of how the Academy actually works, because there it is. It's all a popularity contest. It's why it's like,
and
it doesn't mean anything.
Yeah.
To anybody that's not these 2,000 people that vote on it. And it's they have parties and they do all kinds of.
And I would imagine a lot of these people don't even listen or watch any of this.
No,
because
if you look at some of the nominations, I mean, why is American Hustle on
there? I agree.
and then last,
I disagree.
Not least,
I like American
on
Hustle.
Music notes for me is that a Dookie, the Green Day album, is celebrating its 20th
Dookie?
Anniversary.
Dookie.
Dookie.
Like
Dookie.
It's my favorite cookie.
Dookie. Dookie.
And my notes for that is I don't care. So there.
They released a lot of Green Day re-release stuff. So.
That album's great.
That is amazing. I had it on cassette. I played that in middle school.
I had it on CD.
That was like my favorite set.
But not on vinyl.
Yeah, that and Boys and Men.
You need a vinyl.
Monday.
It's
so yeah, so there's my music news.
That's music news. So now we're finally at video game news with Adam Conway.
Yes, my five pages of video game news. Big news in video game world. Microsoft bought Gears of War from Epic Games, which is pretty much put them out of business.
For how much?
It was undisclosed, but I'm sure it had to be a crap ton.
Retirement!
And I'm sure they're going to probably make a TV show out of it, as well as more games. Since they need content for their
Xbox.
He says
Gears of War, right?
That's
yes. He has a comic, games. Too, so I wonder if he'll get into that.
Yes. Then also, Last of Us won the WGA Award last night for Best Writing of Video Game.
It really was good. That opening 20 minutes of that game is one of the best.
Yeah, and I guess the sequel comes out, or the expansion comes out this month.
For PS4 and Xbox One?
What's
Last
it's
of Us
It's called
about?
Left Behind.
Zombies.
Okay.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Then sales facts are in, and Microsoft is now, I guess, excited because they are actually they sold more Xbox Ones in the month of December than PS4, even though PS4s have more sold total. So they sold about almost a million Xbox Ones in December.
Because they're finally available now.
Yeah. And then let's see. Also. The top-selling game of 2013 was Grand Theft Auto.
Of course.
Yeah. Even though, you know, Call of Duty Ghosts really wanted it to be, they campaigned the hell out of it.
Gwen, have you played Grand Theft Auto?
No.
You should.
You would enjoy it so it's, much fun.
Like
it's really good.
So you can do whatever the hell you want to do.
Yeah. It's really...
No, I'm really good at Sudoku.
You can play, like, tennis in the game or golf. It's weird. Yeah,
game.
You can. Side game.
Flight plans.
Skydive.
Skydive.
Wow.
Beat a prostitute.
Take a nap.
Sorry,
take a nap
you
on
can
the
do.
Take a nap? Okay.
You can watch Sherlock on it.
Oh, perfect.
Well, speaking of Sherlock, they are releasing a Sherlock Holmes game, which...
fantastic.
Yeah, it's not going to be a likeness
of
Benedict Cumberbatch, unfortunately. But
so
yes,
no likenesses.
It's called... let's see. What is it called?
Sherlock Holmes, heroin addict.
Close.
Heroin.
Sherlock Holmes, crimes and punishments.
Oh, sexy game.
It's the 50 Shades.
And they just
of
released
Grey.
A trailer for it, so you can check it out online. But I might give it a shot. I don't know.
Cool.
I like Sherlock.
Yeah.
In all forms.
Hey.
And I'll leave it at that for video game news.
For video game news?
Oh, okay.
So that is our In the News segment, our 23rd In the News
nice.
Segment. That was a lot of news.
That was a lot of news.
News. Yeah.